Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Are we all excited?
We are all excited. A very warm welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real. And I've got to say that Sophie has a really exceptionally sexy voice this morning. I'm just wondering why.
That's so funny. That you should say that. That is
funny. Did someone else tell you that on the phone just a little while ago?
No, but I've got a sore throat this morning. Which is weird. So maybe I'm not feeling a little hoarse. Maybe I am a little hoarse.
But you know what, darling? This weather has been so peculiar, from almost having a heat wave in London to the last few days being raining and pouring and sadly not men.
And no men, just gale-forced wind.
Absolutely.
Which has been shocking, actually. In fact, somebody was nearly killed by some falling scaffolding 2 streets away from me.
Oh my gosh.
Which is actually quite scary. So be warned, if it's very windy out there, stay away from scaffolding. Yes.
Don't go out without them. But it's really quite difficult to dress for this weather, don't you find, Soph?
I think it's absolutely impossible. I mean, luckily I've still got my big old camo popski, which I kind of put on for every day.
Heaven.
Big hoods, I think. That's the way forward. Big hoods, warm.
And you know what I'm doing at the moment? I'm doing layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, because the good thing is that, of course, you can take one layer off if it gets a little bit too warm.
It's like
you
peeling an
onion.
You should
have seen me yesterday going to Pilates. It was actually hysterical. I was wearing my leggings, and on top of that, I was wearing tracksuit bottoms. Then I wore my workout top. Then I wore a t-shirt over that. Then I wore a cashmere cardigan over that. Then I wore a cashmere jumper over that. Then I wore a duvet vest over that.
What's a duvet vest?
Well, it's one of those that's got...
Oh, you mean a puffer?
Duvets. A puffer vest under that, exactly. And then I wore my very thick, warm Lillian Violetta cashmere coat, walked outside with my book one day in December. It got so exciting that I actually walked from home to my Pilates, which is a good 10-minute walk, reading the end of my book.
Gosh.
I could not put it
that
down.
That is like a Mr. Bean sketch, ready to walk straight into a lamppost or down a drain hole.
Oh my God, I almost got run over. I didn't actually see myself crossing the road. So another beware, hard hats in this weather, and don't read while crossing the road.
Oh my goodness. Well, welcome back to Keeping It Real. Thank you to all our fabulously lovely listeners for tuning in to hear us. And
we're so pleased that you're obviously also sharing it with all of your friends, because exciting for us, our listeners are really growing at such a wonderful rate.
And yeah.
We've just got to say a really, really big thank you to you guys. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And we are having so much fun doing it.
Well, today we are coming, just the two of us, to have a little recap.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Caroline's on top form, I have to say. She looks amazing. And I think you feel amazing. She's just come back from the Viva Maya. And I want to hear all about it. I want tips, tricks, hacks, life balance messages. I need it all, please, because we need a bit of a reboot.
Oh my goodness. So to all you guys out there, I always thought I was a relatively healthy person, I've got to say. If you'd asked me, you know, what is your percentage of good stuff and bad stuff, I would say, well, you know what, 70% of what I do is all good. 30% is what people call a little bit naughty. But I still felt that that was a pretty amazing balance. And in my all good, we're talking about lots of incredible big smoothies with bananas and blueberries and spirulina powder and barley grass, medjool dates, raw honey, almond milk, ice cubes, lots of the good stuff. A typical breakfast for me would be my homemade nut bread with lots of avocado on top, olive oil, little bit of lemon juice, little bit of sea salt.
Sounds delicious.
And then I'd have at least two big smoothies a day. So during one day, I would probably consume...
And actually, they're a meal in themselves, really, aren't they?
Yeah, and these I just saw as small little snacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd consume at least three bananas, a whole thing of blueberries, a whole mango.
Wow.
Eight medjool dates, oh four tablespoons
Where did you
of
put it all?
ice cubes, my super powders, and almond milk, which I'd have in two smoothies two times during the day. My lunch would often be a delicious raw salad with lots of different chopped veggies and maybe a piece of grilled fish or a piece of grilled chicken or some grilled halloumi. And dinner could also very often be a delicious big raw salad. And then, you know, I have this very, very sweet tooth. And many times during the day, and I didn't even think about this when I wrote down my meal plan, because I actually only wrote my three meals. And they were so shocked when they found that I have the highest percentage of fat that they've seen in a long time. So I'm basically what you call thin fat. I'm a thin fat
What does
person.
That actually mean? How
it
do
means
you...
I'm thin on the outside, but I have fat everywhere on the inside. But this is not a good thing. And even though the majority of my fat came from good stuff, the nuts, the avocados, the oils, the bananas, etc., etc., my consumption was so great that my body couldn't physically digest and burn it in the duration of one day. So instead, it sits in the body and it turns into fat.
Interesting. That's actually a very... Sorry, I just kicked you by accident. That's a very interesting point,
actually.
Well,
it's a very, very interesting point, because what I don't think a lot of people are aware of, and I most certainly was not before I went to the Viva Maya, is that your body can only consume so and so much fat per meal.
And so how much is that?
And so not only was I doing very, very rich breakfast, lunch, and dinners, I was also doing at least... one snack after breakfast at some time, one snack after lunch at some time, and lots of snacks in the evening of, you know, if my popcorn's done in coconut oil, if my little bits of chocolate and candy here and there. And I was basically, without realizing it, consuming probably three times the amount of fat that I was supposed to. We worked out that in oil alone, I was having six tablespoons of olive oil per meal.
And you love your oil. That's always been something you've lived by, isn't it?
You know, I've lived by a liter of oil a week, but this is not good.
Yeah.
So what they've said in my cleanse period, which is 2 weeks, I can have one tablespoon of linseed oil per meal.
And linseed
oil, by the way, is the best oil because it has your omega 3 and 9, which... is the most important one for the function of your body. Olive oil that I thought was a complete miracle has a very small percentage of the good stuff that you really need. Another thing that they said very clearly was never, ever, ever cook in olive oil. Olive oil can only be used in the highest quality, cold, on your fish or your salads, etc., etc. To cook, you must use coconut oil and ghee.
And what about, I used to use linseed oil for cooking. No?
Coconut oil and ghee.
But the only problem with coconut oil is my children don't like scrambled eggs that have been cooked in it.
Flavor-free.
Can you?
Organic coconut oil. Or ghee.
I've got ghee.
Ghee, which is great, which and is the Indian form of butter.
Yes.
They love butter, by the way.
Well, I have
butter
got a thing of ghee, which I've had in my food storage cupboard for about 3 years.
But
and
I'd always
wondered what the heck to do with it.
Yeah,
I'd read that it's a super healthy alternative, so it sits there.
It's a wonderful thing to cook in. So cook your boys.
I'm going to try. Yeah.
Cook the boys, whatever it is that you need to fry.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, while I'm on the cure, not another 2 weeks, but it'll be 2 weeks in all, I can have one tablespoon of linseed oil per
day?
Per meal.
Oh, per meal.
And then after that, you know, I must always have 1 tablespoon of linseed oil with each meal, but then I can start reintroducing my my olive oil. But obviously, instead of using maybe 6 tablespoons per meal, I will I'm now mindful of the fact that I'm having too much fat, and I will probably use a tablespoon of linseed oil and a tablespoonful of olive oil per meal. Now, and then you've got to bear in mind that something like nut bread with avocado and olive oil, that's pure fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though it's good stuff, it's pure fat. It's
so
too much
could
fat.
You just have, because my breakfast sometimes is an avocado. Without
so
the bread.
Avocado, what they like, so they really like having avocado with new potatoes.
Okay.
Potatoes, by the way, guys.
And I love this.
The greatest cure for your liver. When you give your liver new potatoes with a little bit of butter and salt, this is like giving your liver pure love. It is like treating your liver like your liver is your absolute best friend. So the Viva Maya very much believe in new potatoes with each meal. So what is a great breakfast is having new potatoes and a side of avocado.
Okay.
Or you can have your avocado with corn cakes, for example,
and can you,
or with a nice spelt crisp bread.
Okay. Can you cook your potatoes the night before and just have them cold the next day?
Absolutely.
In a kind of cold...
But the best thing... Your digestion gets very sad when you do cold. So if you're going to have a cold breakfast, start with warm water alone or warm water with half a lemon pressed into it. To start your metabolism, to start your digestion, and before each meal, if you're having a cold meal, you must give it something warm. They were, for example, saying that if you're having Japanese for lunch, sushi, raw fish, et cetera, you must always start with a miso soup because that prepares your intestines for what's to come and it's much easier to digest. And on top of that, they also made it very clear that after 4 o'clock every day, you can't eat anything raw because raw food is the very hardest to digest, whether it's vegetables, whether it's fruits.
So no salads in the evening.
Whether it's raw fish. They were also saying that one thing to be very mindful of, which is that old good saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So the size of a big apple is the quantity of fruit you should be having a day.
Really?
So the size of a big apple could also be compressed into half a banana, handful of blueberries, slice of melon, and a plum, for example.
Wow.
Or another day, it could be that one big juicy apple a day. But no more fruit than the size of an apple a day.
And what about meal sizes? What about your portions when you sit down and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner? How big should they be? Because I was always told that you shouldn't eat anything larger than your hand outstretched by a nutritionalist, because that's how much your body can take in one meal.
I think that sounds like a very sensible measure.
What they also said was, rather than allow yourself to get hungry and therefore gorge at your next meal, you should find snacks that are healthy and promote good health in yourself, like nuts or dates or whatever it is, and kind of graze a little bit between each meal. But some people have that mindset and some people have the mindset that you have to stop your body having to digest all the time.
So Viva Maya believes in 3 meals a day, no snacking in between, at least 4 to 5 hours between each meal.
Okay.
In those 4 to 5 hours, you can consume teas, waters, etc. You cannot drink half an hour before your meal. You cannot drink half an hour after your meal. They also believe that you should have 4 vegetarian days per week. So your 3 meals are purely vegetarian. You should have 1 day per week where you have, where you introduce fish into your meals. You should have 1 day a week where you have either fish, chicken, or meat in your 3 meals a day. And then 1 day a week, whatever day is the day that would be best for you, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
That's the day you can have your cheese fondue and your burger for lunch and your delicious pizza for dinner. That's the day where you can have your cocktails, etc. I was very concerned about wine because I really, really do love my glass of red wine. And, you know, they were very, you know, if you can keep it to, for a woman, 5 units per week.
That's easy for me, honestly.
And a man can have a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that was going to be...
So that's
three glasses of red wine and
is it
and
one
two
unit
cocktails per week.
Okay, so it's 1 unit per glass.
So one glass is a unit. Yeah. So basically, the way that I was thinking would be wonderful for me would be, for example, if I go out for dinner, I can have one or two glasses of wine.
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually, though. Last night, I'm just going to quickly, briefly interlude about the wine. I went out to a drinks party, which was gorgeous. I love going around to people's houses rather than having to go out all the time to restaurants and bars and things. But I wasn't feeling on my best form and I didn't want to cancel. I didn't want to be flaky. But I thought to myself, I can still have as much fun as I do if I have two glasses as I can have with one glass. And actually, I left my house after putting the boys to bed at 9 o'clock, got to the drinks at 9:15. Had a couple of hours there, one glass of wine, and went to bed at 11:30, feeling great, drank so much water before I went to bed, woke up feeling fresh as a daisy, yeah. And I had just as much fun in that couple of hours with one glass of wine, chatting to everybody, networking, having fun, dancing, and having a lovely evening, as I have done from going out at 8 o'clock in the evening, drinking through a meal, going to the children's firehouse or whatever, getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then feeling like death the next day.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I've really realized by not drinking in these, what are we now? I'm on probably day 11 of not drinking, which, and I'm really sorry to say, but I really do love my wine. And I've had a glass of wine every day for the last 2.5 years. So, you know, doing 10 days without is really good. But, and I feel good as a result of it. But for example, so my
next
week,
look good as a result.
I've got a dinner on Monday out. I've got a dinner on Wednesday out. And on Friday, I'm going to Paris. So I was thinking, you know, next week, I might on Monday have a spicy margarita. And the reason why spicy margaritas are good is because they say all bitter drinks are fantastic. Campari is one of the best. A spicy margarita is good because it has the sour and the salt. Right. So you've got your lime, you've got your salt, and tequila is quite alkaline. So thank goodness a spicy margarita is a good thing, which happens to be one of my favorite drinks in the world. So I'm really pleased about that. On Wednesday, I'm going out for dinner with some Danish friends and I'm going to one of my favorite Greek restaurants, Milos.
And that's very healthy there,
isn't it? I know that I'm going to have a delicious meal there and I'm going to allow myself to have a really big, high quality glass of red wine. I've decided I'm not going to drink too much, but I'm going to drink high quality only. And then on Friday, I'm going to Paris.
How wonderful.
With one of my best friends, Danish, gorgeous Uffe. We're going to go and have a girly weekend, him and I, staying in the same room, which is so super cozy. We've done it many times before. We're very, very, very close. He's one of my best gay friends and he's absolutely wonderful. So we're going to go to Paris, stay in one of our favorite hotels. And I know that, you know, Friday evening, we will definitely be having, I'm going to allow myself to have a cocktail before dinner, and I'm going to allow myself to have a couple of glasses of wine, and probably the same on Saturday as well. I know it's going to be, that's going to be a
It'll
lot
It'll be
for
a
me.
Shock have, to the system.
It will.
Yeah.
But so what they be say prepared. Is you must take bitter drops before you go and do something which is indulgent for your body. You have to have these bitter drops. So, for example, on Friday, I might actually just do one spicy margarita, and but make sure that my diet all day is pretty similar to the lifestyle of the Viva Maya. And then on Saturday will be my do whatever I want day. And I love the fact, and I feel that it makes it doable, you know, 4 days a week vegan, 1 day a week with fish to your three meals, 1 day a week with fish, chicken, or meat to your meals, and 1 day a week where you can do whatever you want. I think, you know, that means you also
don't feel
you're
depriving yourself.
But also, I love the fact that you've got something to look forward to. I remember when I was a child, and my mother was pretty strict around what we ate. I mean, we most certainly did not have any kind of sweets during the week at all. I remember that, you know, when everyone else had bags of crisps and cookies, et cetera, I was given carrot sticks, or I was given a small bag with almonds and raisins. You know, my mom was really, really mindful about what she put into our bodies. But then on Saturday night was candy night. Mm. And we would go in the morning into town, and we would choose our little bag of candy, and we would savor it throughout the whole of Saturday. And it was such a special treat. And I think nowadays, you know, kids are eating treats like every single day. Mm. And that means that treats for them have got to become so oversized and absurd somehow. Mm. And, you know, that's also the reason why today, when you look at some cereal boxes, especially if you look at some of the American cereals, and I've got to say, before I went to the Viva Maya, I loved the marshmallow twinkle Cheerio kind of
I can't believe
God knows what
that.
Else is I mean I love those American cereals. I even love the multicolored cereals because the flavor is so good. And when we were at the Viva Maya, they were really underlining how it would actually be more nutritious for you to eat the box than to eat the actual cereal.
And yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
It is super
luckily
interesting.
My children do not like any of those things. I mean, Finn is a big lollipop fan, and he doesn't get them very often. He probably gets them once every couple of weeks.
But you know, that's nothing.
But he and Harry really, and apart from ice cream, actually, ice cream is a firm favorite. But you can make that.
And as
I
long
found
as it's
a
high
recipe.
Quality, it's fine.
Well, I found a cheat way of making them think they're having ice cream when they're not. So if you put 3 frozen bananas into your blender, I put them into my Thermomix, add a little bit of almond milk just to break it down. Tiny weeny bit, but it comes out like a kind of banana sorbet and it looks just like ice cream. Then I have blueberry dry flakes, which I pretend are chocolate sprinkles. And Harry knows they're not, but Finn thinks they're, you know, some sort of sprinkled sweetie version. And they sprinkle blueberry flakes on the top. And they're so happy with that as an alternative to ice cream. And there's plenty of other things. Actually, Lizzie Loves Healthy is a really good go-to for me for ideas of alternatives to sugar for children. And lots of healthy recipes. Balance. You don't want to ever feel like you're stopping your children eating anything or feeling like you're depriving them. But offering them a good alternative.
Dessert should not be every day. I was listening to Nigel yesterday telling me about what he had to eat for lunch at school. And every single day they have a dessert.
Mm.
And you know what they were saying?
But you know why they do that?
Dessert is, again, a treat.
But you know why they do that at school? Because sometimes, and I know this, well, I don't know if this is why they do it, but I presume they do that because sometimes if Finn and I look at the menu for the week at school and it's a jacket potato and baked beans, that is Finn's idea of complete yuck. I mean, he just hates that. But for pudding, they'll do something like an apple crumble. So I know on that day that he's probably going to have one bite, because he has to, of the baked potato with baked beans, which he will hate. And then he will have his whole pudding, which will then get him through the day. It's not ideal, but I think they do that in case the children don't like the main course. So there's always a backup to save them not eating anything.
No, I understand that. But for example, in Denmark, that would like never happen. Schools have banned sugar.
Really?
Most nurseries have totally banned sugar.
Amazing.
So when you do a little birthday party, you're like allowed to bring in fruit sticks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it is quite amazing. And, you know, in Denmark, most schools don't provide lunch, so you have to make a packed lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, people would be horrified if you put in cakes or God knows what else into a packed lunch. They would be absolutely horrified. These children get Danish rye bread, which is really good, lots of fiber, and it's good for helping your children to chew. Because, again, as Biba Maya say, chewing your food is actually what is the most important thing for absorption and digestion. Each mouthful should be chewed at least 30 times. And there was a big campaign in Denmark for children's lunch because Danish rye bread, they say, is one of the healthiest things. So a lot of parents put this rye bread, these Danish open sandwiches, into their children's lunch boxes. And the bread is cut to at least 1.5 centimeters.
Really?
And then with a really healthy filling inside.
Yeah.
And this means that the kids are getting a full, balanced, nutritious lunch, and there's no dessert.
Yeah. No, it's a very, very good way of doing things. And I take my hat off to them. But I think we Brits are possibly a little bit lazier, and we do enjoy our puddings and we do enjoy our sweet tooth as well. I mean, I'm not a big sweet tooth fan, but I do love occasionally a scone with jam and
cream. Oh my God, delicious.
And cream.
You know me. I mean, I had dessert after every single meal before I went to the Biba Maya. I mean, my classical diet, if I didn't have something sweet for breakfast, for example, a nice big berry bowl where I would take frozen berries and frozen banana and I would blend it with dates and raw honey and almond milk to create this kind of soupy sorbet thing, and I would top it with a delicious...
I've had that with you many times. Yeah.
Homemade granola. Yeah. With lots of nuts and seeds that I would bake in the oven with coconut oil, maple syrup, and cinnamon. And, you know, I think I was being the healthiest person in the world. Absolutely delicious. Yeah. And then, you know, come 11 a.m., you know, I would have my second cappuccino of the day. I could sometimes have that with a few bits of chocolate. Other times I might have a muffin. Other times I could have a little bit of cake.
So what you're saying is it's excess. It's extreme excess to be packing yourself full.
Excessive. Even for lunch, you know, having a nice, big, delicious raw salad or some nice Japanese food, I would always need dessert.
So
then come 3 or 4 o'clock, I would need to have another pick-me-up, which would maybe be another coffee or one of my big, huge, filling-up smoothies.
Mm.
Then I would have dinner with my kids. And again, that could be grilled fish and vegetables, or it could be another big salad with grilled halloumi or whatever it might be. And then, you know, a couple of hours after that, I would need to have another smoothie with a big bowl of popcorn. Or I would need to have a hot chocolate with a little bowl of candy. I have been eating so excessively. Mm. When women are supposed to, what are we supposed to have, 2,000 calories a day?
I don't know, but okay. I will say, though,
apparently I've been having 4,000 to 5,000 a day.
Well, it's amazing.
So no
it's amazing you've managed to burn that off.
Well, it's amazing that I'm not bigger than I am, but
that's
what's
amazing.
Scary is that my insides are so filled with fat. And this is fat that puts a lot of pressure on your liver, which then puts a lot of pressure on your heart, on your pancreas, on your kidney, on your blood system. And this is why people get really sick.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Well, what I do want to ask you is the other day when I came for lunch, you did a beautifully simple but very tasty minestrone soup. I want to know exactly what vegetables you put in there. And I want to kind of, I want to bring that into our weekly meal plan at home, because I love the idea of having 4 days off meat. I tried to do the go vegan thing for 2 weeks, which I actually really enjoyed. The only thing I found really hard was cutting out milk, because I do love English breakfast tea with milk and honey.
But darling heart, you might not be... You might not be able to digest it. Because you see, when I went to the Biba Maya almost 3 years ago, I was fine on dairy. I was fine on gluten, which is why I've always had it. I'm a Dane. I've had cheese, butter, breakfast every day at some stage of my day, every single day for the whole of my life. So I was very surprised when I went to Biba Maya now. And they told me that I'm now, I can't tolerate dairy or gluten only for 3 months.
Yeah. So what's in your minestrone, though? I'm dying to hear.
Yeah, if there's something you cannot tolerate. So for me, it was dairy, gluten, and peanut butter, which I love.
Mm.
You have to have 3 months off it, and then you can try it again and see how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
So my minestrone soup was pretty simple. It was, I bought while I was at the Viva Maya.
Add them to a cardo now.
I bought an organic vegetable stock in
right.
powder.
Okay.
So what I did first of all was a teaspoonful of this vegetable stock powder with a little bit of water. I then sautéed one red onion and two cloves of garlic till right. they were soft.
Mm-hmm.
Then I added a bowl of fresh chopped organic cherry tomatoes that I blended.
Ah, okay.
Then I added one large sweet potato in dice.
Love sweet potato.
Two very big carrots diced.
Yep.
I added, that at this point in time with about 600 mils of water
mm-hmm.
and a teaspoon of rock salt.
Mm-hmm.
Once that started softening after half an hour, that's when I added broccoli, cauliflower, courgette and cabbage, which I then let simmer for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I made, meanwhile, homemade pesto with lots of basil. I used cashew nuts instead of pine nuts. I used two cloves of garlic. I used olive oil and a little bit of filtered water. And then once I served my soup, I put a big tablespoonful of the pesto on top of the soup and served.
Ah, okay,
so
that's delicious.
So you said had the soup the next day, the remainers yeah. that I heated up, so everything was a little more mushy yeah. and soft.
It was delicious.
With a tablespoonful of the homemade pesto in the bottom.
Okay, and quick question, did you put parsnips in there? No.
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay, I thought
I did sweet potato, parsnips,
yeah.
and carrot.
So it was, because it was lovely and sweet.
Sorry, and normal potatoes.
And potatoes, okay.
So four root vegetables.
Great, okay. They're all on my Ocado now.
Oh, I love it. Sophie's doing her Ocado weekly shopping right now.
I'm just adding those.
As we are doing our podcast. You see, this is what it means.
Multitasking.
To be, multitasking businesswoman mother these days. You've got to do a little bit at once. And that's what they say in Denmark. You can't bake and blow flour at the same time. Oh, yes, you can.
but I do love that whole concept of taking your body off the meat intake, because I think it makes sense. I think, you know, we're not complete carnivores. We do need to give our bodies a break, and the nutrients and health benefits we can get from the vegetables without all those fats.
Yeah, the thing is also, a lot
just
of it
makes
is
sense
actually,
to me.
It does make sense, and it's pretty logical, because you think back to stone times, you know, back to before we had the civilized world, and you know, we still had people, we still had plants, we still had fruit trees, we still made vegetables and grew herbs, etc., etc. And you know, the easiest things to access were, of course, whatever you planted in your little area. And the best food then and still today is organic potatoes, because they come from the ground. Mm. They live from nutrients from the ground and the rainwater and the sun, etc., etc. So they really are power food. Everything underground is power food, they
yeah.
say. And then if you think about it, you know, being vegetarian 4 days a week, because the men did go out and they were hunters, but of course it wasn't every single day that you would hunt something. So it is pretty logical that meat could be once a week. Mm. It is pretty logical that chicken could
actually,
be
I have
once
to say,
per week and fish
and
can
the
be
expense
once per week.
Of it, the expense of buying good quality meat is extremely high.
Oh my gosh, if now you all of a sudden go vegan, you are saving
well,
a lot.
Well, I was
of
going
money.
To say a prime example, and I am struggling this with this a little bit, is we have a lovely male au pair who is very into his sports, and he eats a very high protein diet. So he likes to have meat every day. So my Ocado is meat for him mainly twice a day. He likes it he cooks at every meal. So he cooks breakfast, lunch and dinner.
What kind of meat are you buying for him?
He eats a lot of turkey, because it's low fat, high protein, and chicken, again, low fat, high protein.
Do you buy organic for him?
I do a mixture, because it's I have to tell you, it's added on 45 pounds a week to my Ocado. Now, I set myself a budget for my Ocado, and I have also, as you know, switched to Tesco.
What's your budget?
My budget per week is £100.
Yep.
And half of that is now Ivan's protein intake. And, you know, he's living with us. I want to make him feel welcome. I always want him to have something in the fridge he wants to eat. But I have actually said to him, you know, we need to look at what you're cooking per meal, because it's getting really expensive. And I want to make sure that my boys also have a really lovely meal plan. But they, you know, they're really happy to eat lots of different things. So they don't mind if it's vegetarian or if it's meat or whatever. But I certainly don't want to cut back on their intake.
Yeah, of course.
Interestingly,
but it is like cheaper when you're vegetarian.
Well, we had our last au pair before Yvonne was vegan. And she only ate vegetables. She didn't eat anything dairy, anything cheese, nothing apart from vegetables. And I have to say, it was about a tenner a week.
Yeah.
And so it's really impacted my living expenses, having somebody who's really on a protein diet.
Well, the thing is that not only are you going to feel it on your budget when you start buying less meat and fish, et cetera, et cetera, and you have the four vegan days a week, the world is also going to feel it. They say that if all of us became much more vegan in our lifestyle, this would really benefit the world in such a profound way.
And you can see why. I mean, the amount of over-farming, battery farms and over-farming
of oxygen, et cetera,
cows and all that machinery that they have to, you know, have on the farmyards and goodness knows what else. I mean, the amount of toxic
waste
that's coming out of those farms is destroying the planet.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that's a really big movement that's going to happen in the next few years. Is a lot of people will become plant-based.
Much more plant-based.
Yeah.
I think if you can, again, do a balance, because as they said at the Biebermeier, you do need to eat the varied diet. And one of the reasons is that if you only eat, if you stick to just one thing, your intestines are only then required to make bacteria to break down these certain things. So let's just say we're talking about being vegan. It will stop producing the bacteria that are needed to break down a little bit of meat, a little bit of fish, a little bit of chicken. And what they taught me, which was one of the best lessons I learned while I was at the Biebermeier, is that if your intestines stop producing these very, very important bacteria that are required when you have a varied diet, if your body stops producing these bacteria, this could be the reason for brain illnesses like Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the result of lack of certain bacteria in the intestines.
Wow.
I was blown away when I was told.
You know, there's so much.
Yeah,
there's so much around gut health now and how important it is to keep your gut clean and healthy and functioning properly. And actually, since I've been taking my Simprove morning shots, I felt so much better in myself. I've managed to not get ill every time the children get ill. I've managed not to have one sickness bug that they've had. I don't know whether it's related. Oh, it's amazing. It's like supposedly the best gut supplement to take on a daily basis, and it's called Simprove.
Oh, but
it's a shot of liquid.
Where do you buy it?
Well, they sent it to me to try out, and now I will be buying it, because I have to say it's been really, really impactful on my
liquid
life. Yes.
Now I'm trying to multitask.
Exactly. I will send you the link, and I'll put it on my Instagram as well. I've already Instagrammed it before, but I have to say it
tastes nice.
It tastes yes, that's it.
That's the one.
The mango. I get the mango flavor.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's supposed to be the most easily digestible.
Oh, there it is.
Most absorbed by the body. And it really has made an impact. I have to say, all these things that I do, I take a lot of omegas anyway in capsule form. Lots of supplements for various different things. Because I really do feel that building up your system, building up your immunity to things. I mean, I try and eat very healthily. I definitely have a cheat day. I have a day when I take the boys for pizzas and burgers and dim sum and goodness knows what else, and there's no holding back. But the next day I will absolutely go back to having things that make me feel good. And the reason for that is nothing to do with vanity and wanting to look good. But of course, you don't want to look like you're piling on the pounds, but it's more to do with how you feel in yourself. And I really feel that at this point in my life, I want to feel strong. I want to feel fit. Yeah, I want to feel capable of taking on anything that comes my way. And the reason I eat so healthily is so that I can build my body up to prevent any, you know, sleep deprived moments or stress or whatever it is. And it's really, really impactful. Whatever you put into your body is the result you're going to get out.
Like 100%.
And the days that I go on my cheat days, or the days I go out for dinner and have a few glasses of wine, I do not sleep well.
No, but that's the thing.
If I have more than three glasses of wine, I am guaranteed to wake up in the middle of the night. I am guaranteed to need to down at least two glasses of wine in the middle of the night. And then I'm guaranteed...
Two glasses of wine in the middle
of the night. Two glasses of water.
Then I'm not surprised that you don't feel good. So no, but then I down wine by your bedside
two
table.
Glasses of water, which I keep by my bed. And then I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the loo. Yeah. And it is horrendous. And I kick myself every day afterwards thinking,
you know what they said,
why did
me?
I put myself through that? Yeah.
They said, so as you all know, I've been a bit of an insomniac for a long, long time. And they said that my insomnia of 21 years stems from an overburdened liver.
Really?
It is all as a result of everything that I've done. And bearing in mind also, guys, that if you go through a stressful time in your life or a time of great sadness, the grief and the stress, the first place it hits is your liver.
Interesting.
This is also one of the things that turns you very, very acidic.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going on this wonderful journey together, which I think will also ultimately alleviate my insomnia for good.
Well, I can't wait to see if it makes an impact.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
So more vegetables, less meat, and cutting out as much sugar as you possibly can.
The general rule is, 4 days a week being vegan with three meals, 1 day a week have good, high quality, small quantities, but high quality fish with your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 1 day a week, have either chicken, meat, or fish, or one type for breakfast, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Again, high quality, small quantity. And 1 day a week where you have your complete cheat and have whatever you want. And I think that really makes everything doable. I think it'll also absolutely impact your budget. I think everyone's going to find that it's much cheaper.
It's so much cheaper.
With regards to the sweet stuff that we have in our life, think of a really nice, big, juicy apple. It can either be the juicy apple one day. Another day, it can be a selection, you know, half a mango, a handful of grapes, a peach, and a few cherries. Another day, you might decide that you want to start your morning with a bowl of porridge with almond butter and raw honey, for example, and an apple or a quarter of an apple. That means you've used a little bit of a ratio. For lunch that day, you might feel like having a small slice of carrot cake. That means that for that day, you've then had your apple size of sweetness. The following day, you might have a savory breakfast, but then after lunch, you might decide that you want to have two pieces of dark chocolate. This means you've still got a bit of ratio left for that day. That might mean that after dinner that evening, you have a chai tea latte, which is very, very sweet. The following day, you might
love chai tea lattes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have it as an apple size of sweet.
Well, I limit myself to having maximum three a week. I could have them five times a day, but I will literally put a stop on that because I know that it's just sugar. But gosh, do they taste good. And actually, you know, the rest is really manageable.
And they're also saying, Soph, that they're best to have because they're like a meal. Everything with milk is like a meal. So when you have your cappuccinos or your chai tea lattes, have them after your breakfast or after your lunch.
Okay, interesting. Yes, that's something I can do, actually. So apart from our...
Chai tea latte is like a dessert, right?
Yeah, it's true. Apart from our lovely meal suggestions that you've been kind enough to share with us, and for anybody lucky enough to go to the Viva Maya, it sounds absolutely magical.
And you know what? I've decided that I'm going to write a book about it and simply about how we nourish our bodies in the right way and quantities according to our gender and mm-hmm. size and age and how much activity we do. Because you know what? I'm thinking if my mother had known this, she'd not died of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And had my grandmother known this, she wouldn't have had Alzheimer's. And I really felt that when I was at the Viva Maya, I found my life's purpose. Because if I can help impact health.
Yeah.
In some way or another, it will really have made this life beyond having my gorgeous children and enjoying it and loving it, et cetera, et cetera. But having done something with a real meaning and purpose before we go up with the angels.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing. And I'm super excited to slightly switch up my diet and give the Viva Maya way a go forward with my way. So that's really interesting. Point number two, though, is how much exercise you're going to do.
Well, that was another bit of a shocker that I was told when I was there. So if you are relatively young, as we are, very young indeed, and in good shape, you should have between 22 and 25% muscle.
Okay, now how do you measure that? You have to go to somewhere professional to do that.
So I had it measured lying down on the floor. They put these electrodes on my hands, feet, body and heart. And they could then measure my body impedance.
Yeah,
body.
I'd love to have that done somewhere.
Whatever it's called. And they found that I have only 15% muscle, which, I mean, it almost knocked me to the ground, although I was already lying down. but it came as such a big surprise because if you look at my arms, for example, I have pretty muscular, relatively toned arms, but it's the rest of my body. And you know what? A girlfriend of mine was saying the other day, she was laughing when I was telling her that I only had 15% muscle because she was like, sweetheart, we were supposed to train half an hour ago and we're still sitting here having coffee. And the thing with me is that I am lazy as F dot, dot, dot. I'm actually really, really lazy. And the reason why I'm really, really lazy is because I'm thin fat.
Well, so you have no motivation. But I do think that once you start, I was going to say, once you break that habit of thinking to yourself, I'd rather sit down and have a cup of coffee, and you get yourself into a real routine. And for me, it is all about the routine. It is all about the timings of things in your day, how you can fit it into your life, how you can make it easy for yourself. Because if you make yourself join a gym miles away, you're never going to get to it. It's always going to be a pain in the neck and you're always going to dread it. And that was always my attitude to the going to the gym. Yeah. I dreaded it. I hated being locked inside somewhere with loads of people sweating in a horrible environment as far as I was concerned. Yeah. Gyms are a lot nicer now, but I just didn't enjoy it. Whereas now,
you love
I...
it.
Love my hour.
And you need it.
I drop my kids off and I breathe because I think I've done what I'm supposed to do with them. They're at school, they're fed, they're healthy, they're happy, they're going to have a lovely day. Now is my time to completely switch off from everything I've got to do today. And of course, when we wake up in the morning, well, I don't know if you're like this, but I wake up thinking, oh, I've got to do diddle. I normally write it all down. Put it on a notepad, stick it in my handbag and keep it with me for the rest of the day and strike things off as I do them. But it's so nice to have that break from your brain, from anything else, where you're literally focusing on your body. And for me, it started off as it's quite a painful experience, you know, when things in your body started really hurting, when you were holding stretches and positions you're sweating thinking, oh, when is this going to end? I'm an agony. I hate every second of this. And you're looking at the clock, willing it to speed up. And it's like an hour of enduring some quite painful experiencing, you know, of stretching and body moving and whatever. Yeah. But then once you actually breathe through it and get into it and start feeling really strong inside, you become really driven to making that hour the most beneficial hour you can possibly make it.
I totally
and
understand.
When it starts hurting, you're thinking, this is working.
Yeah.
This, I
when
can feel
hurting,
the pain.
Working.
The more pain, the more burn, the more effective you're doing to the more effect you're having on your body. As long as it's not back pain or excruciating pain or sharp pain, but the more burn you feel when you work out, which used to be horrendous.
No pain, no gain.
I now love that. Yeah. And it's a release.
But you know what?
It's getting through it.
I've decided that, you know, I really need to turn this around. And the problem is that I've kind of been saying that since I turned 40 and I'm in my 44th year. But, you know, what a shock I got when I was at the Viva Maya. What they're saying to me is while I'm on the cure, which I am for another few days, I simply don't have the energy because I don't have any fruit or sugar in my diet yet. I'm reintroducing that. But there's low impact
exercise you can be doing.
But a little bit of low impact. Yeah. But as of next week, walking. Yeah. I want to go to the Hay Barn. Yes. Anford's Hay Barn.
Yeah.
I want to go there once or twice a week and do yoga.
Yeah.
I really want to go and do Paola's Body Bar.
I'm going to tell you one more thing you're going to do at Hay Barn. You're going to do Georgie Sperling's class as well at the Hay Barn, which is a Pilates similar to Paola, but slightly different. And she teaches now right around the corner from you on Thursdays at 11 o'clock, if you can do that class. At the Hay Barn. She's brilliant. She used to train me at home and she's got an amazing body and she's got an amazing workout for women, which makes you strong and lean and trim. And I love it.
Yeah.
Paola, I swear by. I mean, I do it every day.
I want to know, when is she at Kicks?
You'll have to look at the schedule. I don't know off the top of my head, but she's there pretty much every day.
Give me her emails.
Yeah, she's really good.
I would love to do that. And then I want to continue doing my Ashley, who does Define London. But I like her so much. Which is why we sit for 45 minutes of the hour and drink coffee and then we train for under 10 minutes.
See, that is another reason to go to a group class because subconsciously you don't want to be weaker than the person next to you, which of course we are sometimes. And I started off as the weakest person in the class, but now I'm quite driven and you do get slightly, you know, competitive thinking, well, if the person next to me is holding this position and they can do it, then I can do it.
Oh my God, and Sophie, that's I saw you on your Instagram the other day and I just thought, holy shit. I mean,
yes, but I struggled that day.
You are so strong.
I struggled that day with doing press-ups and I do find press-ups really challenging. It hurts my shoulders, but I know it's a good hurt. It's not a bad hurt. And I make myself do them, but I probably do 3 good push-ups and 8 bad ones where I'm not going all the way down to the floor. But again, it's something that I'm building up. It's like learning to do headstands or handstands. You can do a handstand and a headstand. I can't do that on my own. And I think it's building up things that you're weaker at gradually over time. And eventually I'm going to do 10 perfect press-ups and I'm going to say, look at me, this is my party trick. Hopefully not in the evening after a cocktail.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it is quite amazing. It is quite
amazing. But it is so rewarding.
Of course it is.
It's like everything in life. If you work hard and you practice, the results end up being so rewarding and make you so happy. And that hour of powerless in the morning just starts me feeling my best. And this morning I was running late and everybody was already underway, stretching and toning and doing everything else. And I walked in and everybody said, "Morning, Sophie." And it just lifted my spirits, lifted my heart. I'd had a stressful morning and I just thought, I'm so lucky to have this group of ladies here
doing
exactly what I love every morning of my week. And I flipping love it.
I love it too. Absolutely love it too. So hey ho to taking care of our bodies, taking care of our minds.
Doing things you enjoy.
100%.
Not depriving ourselves, but being a little more conscious of what you're putting in.
Being really mindful and aware. Yeah. 100%. Wishing you all a really great day. We will see you again
Happy
next
days
week.
And see you next week, guys. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.